the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, sticking with the hair trade, let's go to the floor of salons around the country to find out more about the art of small talk, secrets of the salon and bad hairdos. Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, has been getting to the root of it.
Usually when you look at someone, the first thing you notice is their eyes or their teeth. But for me, there's no eye contact. I actually can't stop staring at your dirty room. So I could be talking to you. I probably look like I'm looking in your hair for nips or something, because I'm like a monkey. I'm ready to just pounce on you with me brush and just paint that hair for you. I'm very bad.
Cathy Fitzgerald is a stylist at the Hair Cafe Salon in Smithfield in Dublin.
The usual chit-chat that comes up, it's like, it's a lovely day out there, or Jesus, rotten outside, and then the famous one, where are you off to tonight? And I think we could talk our way out of anything, even a bad hairdo. Favourite one-liner, to the older kind of, the grannies kind of come in and you're having a good laugh with them. Some of them are hilarious and they'd be after getting their hair done. They think they're absolutely massive going out and you're like, now if you get pregnant, don't blame me. And they're like, oh, would you stop? And I love that one. I love painting a blank canvas. Sometimes when they come in and they're asking for something, still to this day, I do get a little bit nervous. I still get butterflies. There's a lot of science in here. And there's theories and like your colour board, and you've often been doing like, say, like a bleach up, like a root bleach. I hold my breath. I literally hold my breath until they're walking out the door and or I pass them over to the receptionist and it's like, whew, I'm done.
But what are the latest styles going out the door?
Do you know what's coming out in at the moment? I just think it's rotten. The wolf cut. Holy Lord, why would you want your hair done like Rod Stewart? Like, I just don't get it. I have teenagers coming in and they want these like shaggy layers all over their head, like, and they're showing me these pictures, you know. And how do you tell, especially a teenager, without like making them set or whatever, like trying to guide them in the right direction, because you don't want their ma coming in and battering you because you're after giving them this mullet or Rod Stewart hairdo. First cut is the deepest.
They used to call me Curly. They used to call me everything first. I'm Bada Bowmail. That's great again.
Mick Moriarty runs the Baldy Barber in County Cork. His father opened the shop almost 90 years ago.
My father started in Merchants Quay in 1937. And there was actually 10 of us lived up over the shop. I used to love being around with him, brushing up the floor, even though I was only 12 years of age. He taught me how to shave with two lollipop sticks and a hacksaw blade. I tried to sell my business there recently, but after 4 months I took the sign down, so I'm back now working 6 days a week. The last year and a half was very, very quiet. We were down 40%, so the cost of running shops now are absolutely crazy.
But Mick decided to follow his heart rather than his head and stay open for another few years.
Out of my lifetime, looking back, all the trends, the good, the bad, the ugly. Elvis Presley was a big one. You're combing into the centre, the hair was all going back, and it was known as the DA, a duck's ass. You would use a lot of mousse to get the hair back into place, and fellas wouldn't have a clue what you're putting under here. And when the Beatles came, that was it then. The less you took off, the better the barber you were. And you see all the long locks and the whole lot, they look woeful then. My hair is on. There's a lot of beards that have been grown today, Shifra. It's a lot of young people now, you see them 19, and they're trying to become men overnight, because I said to one guy, say, why are you growing a beard? So I won't be stopped, he says, going into the dance club or the pub. Real baby faces, and I couldn't understand the reason why. Baby face,
you've got the cutest little baby face. I have gone through, when I tell you, life cycles with some of my clients. There's clients who I have been doing their hair for, some of them close to 20 years now at this point.
Hairdresser and owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty, Lisa Eccles.
I have seen them be single. I've seen them meet the person they're going to marry, get married, do their hair for their wedding, I've got to meet their children, do their children's hair. And in some cases now, I'm even currently talking them through them getting divorced and separating from their partners. Yeah, you kind of go on a journey with them.
I'll bring my old jukebox, which plays all the old Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley music. I'll spray the room with lemon cologne, so it, when they walk in, it smells like a barbershop. The old time aftershave, like Brit or Old Spice, you know, a lot of the old men would have used that. It's evoking memories.
Lenny White, the dementia-friendly barber, runs a mobile service for different nursing homes in Northern Ireland.
Whenever I see my clients opening up, you know, whether it be through music or smell or sensory, their eyes just change. They're alive again. You know, they remember.
With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming.
It's just amazing to watch these men. They're getting completely transformed right back to their early stages of life. And I can see them, you know, on that dance floor. I can see them, you know, asking the girl, you know, for a dance. And then it'll open up conversation of maybe when they used to go to the dances. The old saying was, especially up the north, it was when they got a lady and had a dance, they would have said to her, do you want to go and have a wee walk around the pond and see the ducks? And that meant that they wanted to go for a kiss. So I didn't know that until recently.
Sharing each vow, never to part.
Lenny's favourite part of the job is listening to stories from times gone by.
So a lot of my men were in the war and hear the stories of maybe the Germans going over their houses and bombing, and they remember crawling down under the sofa and their mummies were afraid, and the tokens for the food and stuff like that, you know, so you're hearing everything. A man, Patrick, who was in the Navy, and he travelled the world. I think he was captured as well, you know, and he escaped. You know, and you're going, wow, this is absolutely unreal. But he met the likes of Marilyn Monroe, you know, through this. He didn't go into much detail, but he said she was very pleasant.
But they all have one rule. What's said in the salon stays in the salon.
Oh, yeah. If a person would tell you something, yes, to fear, you keep your mouth shut in the story.
You couldn't even bribe me with a holiday away with me main man, Brad Pitt. Sorry, Brad, not even him would make me crack.
Maybe like Medusa, you know what I mean? We're all keeping our secrets in our hair, is it? Or is that Samson? I can't remember. Somebody had their secrets in their hair.
Listen, do you want to know a secret?
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.